T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So this is a wacky.
You got to tell the people about this.
This could be an is it weird, but it's not. It's more of a me asking you, what do you think about this? Okay?
Yeah.
I am thinking about, and I'm pretty sure it's going to happen, getting a tattoo of the Washington Capitals winning a Stanley Cup.
Is it weird?
When did Grand these go? Danny Taker, oh, sorry. I don't want to interrupt Brian Peck here.
Let Peck do it.
Let Peck do his Peck. What you doing is weird. Listen to when he goes up in here.
Now, I need to bounce this off Thommy and Dar as well, because I believe Thom and I have made fun of people who get tattoos in the past, but I think it's when they get them before a team wins a championship, not after.
Like calling their shot, they're doing this, you know, like the New England 18-0 tattoo or whatever.
A few balls in the air here that you need to understand.
Okay.
The first is, the wife is an artist and is willing to design something kind of cool for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, it would be unique, it would be something different. The second is, I've got two ideas. The first of which is, I want to do something where I have like all four of DC sports teams, and then I fill in the year in which they win their title, or have a picture of the trophy with the year underneath.
So would you go backlog too? Would you put Bullets, Redskins, old titles? Or no? Just
No.
From here
this
on out?
This is from in my lifetime, like gotcha. As a sports fan.
Okay.
So like the only one that'll currently have a trophy in the mantle. I want it to be like a mantle, like a trophy case.
Your own trophy case.
And you'll see Caps 2018. Now, the risk is, do I already put the Redskins emblem, the Nats emblem, all that, and then they never win?
Or they change the name like they did for the Bullets, that kind of
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, the answer is yes. You do want the logo there because you want to live your whole life with an empty Redskins logo.
That's my brother's like, what if they never win? And I'm saying that's part of the tattoo.
That's the whole bit. I do need location, though, before I can officially rule on this.
So I'm thinking a couple things. I'm thinking upper arm, either like chest or shoulder blade. And my reasoning is, I am not a tattoo guy. I've never wanted a tattoo until now.
But you're about to get an elaborate tattoo system.
Well, this is not going to be big. This would be pretty small.
Okay.
It'll be pretty big.
That's the problem.
It's got four teams on it.
I need her to design something that's fairly small. But the point is, to answer your question, it needs to be somewhere where it's covered all the time unless I'm like at a beach. So this would be upper arm, shoulder. Right. This would be back of the shoulder, shoulder blade, chest.
Can I know when this went from not a thing to all this momentum? When did you go from, I'm not a tattoo guy because that's how I've known you for however many years I've known you, to not only am I getting a tattoo, but here's where, how, and the purpose of the tattoo for lifetimes. When did you go from, maybe I'll do this, to like, let's do this?
This cup run has been the happiest couple months of my professional life,
mm-hmm.
which spans to when I was basically 10 years old. I mean, so for two-thirds of my life, basically, I've been wanting what's happened over these last few weeks.
Right.
And I want to somehow commemorate it in a cool way. I think that getting a tattoo, I think it's just like a constant reminder of how much joy I had during this run.
You're trying to imprint the joy onto
exactly.
your
person. It sounds weird, but that's kind of where I'm at on it.
I get it. People get tattoos.
Now, the question is, I thought about like having her design something where an eagle's picking up the Stanley Cup or something. Like, I've seen some cool stuff, but I don't necessarily
you
want it to
be a slap shot on your arm.
No chance. I just don't want it to be a Caps tattoo. I kind of want it to be this countdown to the championships of the other teams as well, in a way. Like, in my life, it's not going to be, as a sports fan, complete until all four teams get theirs. But then, if they don't get it, then it's part of the fun of it, I guess. Also, I see tattoos, and I'm like, why did you do that? And now here I am talking about getting one.
I'm stealing this idea from Andre Burakovsky because he did pretty much this idea where he just got a date filled in. Okay, so he just put a date on his arm. If you look at his Instagram, he just got a couple of words and then a date. Why don't you just have empty lines where you would have Caps, Redskins, Nationals, Wizards, and then the three others just have empty lines?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And then so the next to the, let's say the Caps logo, it just says 2018 or the date, basically?
Yeah, as opposed to a trophy case, because that's going to be big.
That's the thing, is I want it to be as small as possible. So if I could do something that's pretty small with just four logos in 4 years, that to me would be cool.
Let's also, if we want to make it small, let's make some cuts. Let's be practical. Don't put anything that has to do with the Wizards on there, because that's not happening.
Maybe wait for the Redskins until they actually win.
Wait till they, like, I don't know, win a playoff game.
I think that that's part of the fun, is that...
I think if you're going to go for it, you need to have some empty space.
Right. I think that they... Now, the question is, do I put the logo on initially, or do I wait until they win to put the
logo on? That's kind of where
I'm going. Absolutely. You have to have the logo.
I think agree. You don't. I think you just... you're talking about this run, and then you're talking about future runs and future bits of joy.
No, but I'm not...
I would jump off that bridge
when
I get there.
I'm not like some idiot who's predicting a title and putting the year. I'm just putting them down, and I'm basically saying, when they win, I fill out the tattoo.
You're permanently burning ink into your skin, and you're going to let the Wizards have a place there? You're going to let the Redskins do that after how bad they've been for 30 years?
If I had to cut a team, it would be the Wizards, because I just am so turned off generally by them.
And you should be, because that's correct. My point is, you're now going to let someone take a hot needle and imprint images on your skin that can never be removed. You're going to give them canvas space?
I'm thinking about like that DC logo. I could fit a quarter over it and cover it up.
Right.
And then next to it, I would put 2029.
My point is, let's just caps this thing right now. And you got plenty of body space. If somehow the Redskins do something special, let's deal with that.
You don't have a tattoo, do you?
No, I've never had a tattoo.
I've seen it. Do you regret it? Are you glad you have it?
No. I've had it for about 10 years. It takes up, you know, the bottom half of my leg.
Has it ever in any way hindered you in any professional or...
Well, no, I drove a delivery truck and now I run the board for a radio station. I haven't really had a desk job.
Yeah, you're also not going to an interview in short pants, right? Look at this.
But I mean, could it? Probably not. You wear pants and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Because it's on your shin.
Yeah, it's right here on my calf here.
Right, on your calf.
Right outside calf.
All right, I don't think you have a tattoo.
I don't have a tattoo. Question though, have you thought about buying a picture and just framing it instead of getting a tattoo?
That's buying a picture of what?
So
anything.
You know the picture of the Washington Capitals all assembled holding the trophy and the number one?
When they're on stage. That?
What about Ovi holding the cup up over his head?
Great one.
As a tattoo.
A commemorative puck that was offered. You're doing reads for them. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do without permanently burning your skin.
I've purchased a lot of things already. My basement is full of things that I don't have spots to put anything up.
You're just not a tattoo guy, I think is where we're all coming from.
But he is now?
I'm not a tattoo guy. I admit to that. I've never wanted a tattoo.
You're basically committing yourself to not one, but like multiple tattoos over the years. If, God forbid, we start something.
It's basically the tattoo I'm envisioning, by the way, I'm trying to think, is like a Post-it note size square with the four logos in the years.
But you're going to have to go back to the tattoo parlor.
Above my nipple, on my chest, or like on my pec.
I get what you're talking about, but I'm saying, let's say, God forbid, not only do I have to go to 10 Redskins games if the Nats win the World Series somehow, maybe they'd have some offense before then, and they'd start winning games. You now have to get a Nationals thing?
But
are you getting an Orioles thing? Like, because of your previous allegiance?
It'd be Nationals. It'd be a DC. DC sports thing.
And Danny, don't you think that the empty space would tell a bigger story of the DC sports fandom? Where if it's just a Caps tattoo, there was success. But look at all the non-success.
Look at the non-success.
It's kind of the point, yeah. Tommy gets it.
I just think if you want to commemorate a run, there's a bunch of things that you can do.
Well, I'll update you as we go. Here's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Allison has ordered some kind of kit or something. She's designing it, and we're doing like a 20-some day, like temporary, like few week tattoo, so I can see like how I would like it, basically. That's where we're at right now, and then the next
Like step, a henna?
It's like, I'll show you the link. It's basically like a
Jack henna.
A month-long tattoo that you have on your body, something like that. And then if I dig it...
And then it washes off.
Then I'm gonna get that for real. It's a lot of thoughts going into this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.